Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Vince McMahon is unhappy with talent behavior. Find out why in a moment. Also, find out how WWE will be COVID compliant at WrestleMania 37. And a WWE champion has bagged a major award. For Monday, March the 15th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
Right about now, there's somebody back in the locker room area who is sweating. He is sweating profusely because he's wondering, what am I going to say? What am I going to do? He's wondering, what's it going to be like when he stands in the presence of Vincent Kennedy McMahon? He might as well be standing in the presence of God Almighty.
Vince McMahon is not a happy camper. This isn't the first time I've said this in the past 12 months. So since the start of the COVID pandemic, there's been a few things that have ground the gears of the chairman of WWE. Whether it was the COVID protocols put in place to begin with, he wasn't a mad fan of. It was things about wrestling during advert breaks. And it was little things with the things that talent were doing more recently. It's been slapping the thighs and the legs during super kicks. That's been outlawed as well. But this morning we are reporting via Fightful Select that Vince McMahon is unhappy with talent behaviour as it pertains to COVID-19 safety protocol. This comes after photos of WWE stars at an amusement park without masks on were put under the nose of Vince McMahon. And it apparently, according to Fightful Select, set McMahon off. This has led to several messages to talent, reminding them to follow the rules. Even going as far as dissuading wrestlers under WWE's employ from attending parties, in particular the Super Bowl parties that were held during the Super Bowl the other month, trying to dissuade them from going to these shows. And if you are going to go to these parties, then at least don't go unmasked. Fightful have also said that members of staff within WWE have had their responsibilities reduced. This comes as a result of them being seen without masks as well. So this is something that Vince McMahon is currently taking very, very seriously. One of the things that we talked about at the very beginning of the pandemic was how Vince McMahon saw this whole thing as a nuisance. He really wasn't massively over the moon with how this worldwide pandemic was affecting his creative outlet. And he can't deny the fact that there are rules to adhere to, and also what a PR nightmare that it is for the company, which I think might be the bigger issue. What a PR nightmare it can become for the company when wrestlers are seen not following the protocols while they are out. So Vince McMahon, not in the best of mood with certain members of the WWE superstar lineup or some of the WWE staff this morning as well, just due to a lack of COVID protocol. Staying on the subject of COVID protocol, because that's pretty much all we do now. Ticketmaster have revealed details of the WrestleMania tickets that are set to go on sale from tomorrow. So they are hoping, WWE, to get 45,000 people into Raymond James each night for WrestleMania. And they have some certain caveats that come with that in order to be COVID safe Here is what Ticketmaster have written for the details regarding WrestleMania tickets. They say that these tickets use seating in pods of 1 to 6 people per pod. Pods must be purchased in their entirety and may not be divided. Tickets in a pod may not be sold or transferred to anyone other than family or trusted acquaintances who have chosen to attend the event together, unless all such tickets, i.e. the full pod, are being sold or transferred to one party. Unless otherwise exempt by law, guests must wear a face mask covering. Local venue rules do apply. Ticketmaster are also listing that this event starts at 4:30 p.m. Eastern with a 6:30 p.m. Eastern start time. WWE said recently that they were hoping to have WrestleMania underway on each night by 7 p.m. and wrapping it up by 10 p.m. So that means the early doors are going to be great for making sure that everybody stays COVID secure. If you are one of those going to WrestleMania, follow the rules and also get there early, because there is probably going to be a longer wait than normal to get into the venue as a result of social distancing and such being adhered to. With WrestleMania week, WWE Hall of Fame is set to happen on Tuesday night on the WWE Network. We weren't sure how this was going to fall into the week of programming for WWE, but Fightful Select have updated us to say that the plan currently is to pre-tape the Hall of Fame in some capacity. They said, quote, "It isn't ideal, but it's something that WWE realizes is probably best for the time being." There's a lot to think about during WrestleMania week, and I guess pre-taping the Hall of Fame is one less thing to think about. You can have that recorded and let that go out. You can even record that a week or so before the event itself, so it's in the can and ready to go. And it's going to be a big Hall of Fame as well. They're cramming 2 for 1 this year, because we've got the Hall of Fame class of last year, the Hall of Fame class 2020, and you've got the Hall of Fame class of 2021 to do as well. I think if you're going to do all of that live, you're looking at like potentially a 6-hour Hall of Fame. So I guess with also recording it, you can edit it for time as well. Will it be in front of a live crowd? Probably not. I can imagine it'll be a Thunderdome type affair once again, but we'll see how that pans out. When we know more about it, you will know more at cultaholic.com.
I am agitated. I'm angry. But most of all, I'm confused. We dedicated a 3-hour show to old has-beens. You want to call them legends, call them whatever. They've had their time. A night like tonight is exactly what is wrong with this company. 3 hours to guys that can barely walk?
Respect, dog.
Oh, yeah. Respect. Listen. I'm not bewildered. I know exactly that the generation before me paved the way. But yeah. When the hell are you going to let me walk on that path? Guys like Drew Gulak, Akira Tozawa, myself, all of Retribution, not on the show. Why? Because we need to hear what you're going to do, brother, again, for the 7 millionth time.
But did you hear the cheers when you
heard? Yeah, they pumped them in real good. The cheers, they pumped them in real good for them, huh? Yeah, they were cheering. I'm sure they were. Why don't you give us a chance? People that can contribute to this business, further this company. But no. Let's push them all aside. Let's give 3 hours to people that need... They can barely walk.
You got to change your attitude, first of all, to get a good, you know what I'm saying, to get a good spot.
And the reason they can't walk is because they had such successful careers in years past.
Right.
They put their bodies on the line to...
To do what? To further the industry. Man. To allow this industry to grow. They paved the way. They carved a path. When do I get to walk on that path? And for anybody that doesn't understand what I'm saying, it's not because I'm talking fast. It's because you're listening slow. This place needs change, and I... End that chain.
Mustafa Ali tonight challenges Riddle for the WWE United States Championship. He was speaking to TV Insider about how he wishes he and Retribution had more time on Monday Night Raw. He says, quote, "The talent is here. The biggest obstacle and challenge the group faces is, who are we? Why are we here? What's our vendetta against WWE and corporate infrastructure? We have not been able to tell our story." Retribution is still an opportunity to be on TV every week. We've done stuff, and everyone is aware who is in the group. But we're not able to address who we really are. I haven't explained why I'm the leader and what power I hold over these people. I'd like to do so. The fans have been left to connect the dots, which I never like to do. It's a three-hour show. Stuffing £5,000 into a £5 bag isn't going to work. We have to take our time. We're doing the best with the time that we're given. Mustafa Ali has been very outspoken about his TV presence over the last 12 months or so, really. Whenever he's been near a microphone or near a screen, he's been very vocal about his placement within the company. And whilst there certainly seems to be, at least he's busy now, he's doing something with Retribution, but I do agree that they've had exposure on TV, but there hasn't been that consistency to them that has allowed that story to be played out the way that it should.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role. Like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you are a fan of WCW, you have to read Nitro by Guy Evans. I believe, and Eric Bischoff mentioned this on 83 Weeks recently as well, it is one of the best books about WCW. It's that and The Death of WCW. But I tell you what, it's a close call between the two. Nitro is a great study of the rise and the fall and everything in between of World Championship Wrestling's flagship Monday night show and beyond that as well. In fact, if you'd like a copy in audiobook form for absolutely free, go to cultaholic.com/audible right now. Sign up for 30 days free with Audible. Even if you decide not to keep Audible, you can keep the audiobook on us. Check out your free audiobook right now at cultaholic.com/audible. Jim Cornette and Miro have been getting into it on Twitter. So in some now deleted tweets, Miro got very fiery towards Jim Cornette after Jim Cornette insulted Penelope Ford on his podcast. Miro tweeted out, as I say, in a now deleted tweet, "If you call Penelope slut again, I'll come like God's wrath on you. You understand? I will personally drive to your basement." People like Jim Cornette, in the later tweets he said, bring not only pro wrestling down, but young women and men get abused and name-called for 40 views on YouTube. "I hope you never have a daughter that a pervert old man will call her a slut," he said to another fan. Jim Cornette, after a couple of days, responded to this, saying, "Bluto, somebody that's known me for a while, better sit down and tell you why you're making a drastic error trying to joust with me before I make you wish you'd never tried to learn English. You're a toothless lamb about to piss off a wolf, and I just want you to be aware of your peril." And then he says, "This'll be too good to pass up. Somebody tell noted video game nerd and Popeye villain wannabe Miro that I'm not going to waste this tongue lashing in pieces on Twitter. It'll come this Tuesday on the Drive Through podcast, and it will be glorious. Don't tell Penelope." Jim Cornette and Miro getting into it over social media, and something that is going to bleed into Jim Cornette's podcast, apparently. Humberto Carrillo hasn't been on Monday Night Raw for a few months now. In fact, he hasn't been on Raw all year. He's been on a couple of episodes of Main Event, but that's about it. He's been busy, though. Oh, he's been busy getting swole. Right, I can't do it justice with words, but you need to check out Humberto Carrillo's Instagram because he's been hitting the weights and he looks massive. Like, he's been really making some lifestyle changes, and I can't wait to see what he does when he comes back, because we're going to get a very different Humberto Carrillo. Go check out his Instagram now. WWE has signed some top Australian talent to their books. Matty Wahlberg and Steph DeLander are now under contract to the company. 6'3", Matty Wahlberg, aka Matt Farrelly, was in Survivor in Australia, the TV show, in 2019. He was trained by Robbie and Madison Eagles. No finer trainers will you find in Australia. And he made his announcement that he was joining the Performance Centre as on Friday. It was his last Pro Wrestling Australia event. So he said farewell to the PWA masses there. Also, Steph DeLander, who's coming with him as well. She was trained by Madison Eagles also. She's also another PWA mainstay who said farewell on Friday. She's worked in the US before, though. She's done stuff with IWA Mid-South, Black Label Pro, and Shimmer. So there's a great pedigree from Steph DeLander. She joins Angela Arnold, Gigi Dolin, a.k.a. Priscilla Kelly, Cora Jade, a.k.a. Elena Black, Zoe Stark, a.k.a. Lacey Ryan, Carissa Riviera, and Taya Valkyrie as part of the Performance Center class of early 2021. The NWA returns this weekend. Nick Aldis is going to be defending the NWA World's Heavyweight Championship against Aaron Stevens in the main event of NWA Back for the Attack. Billy Corgan announced on Sunday this match was going ahead, saying that the match is being made to honour Aaron Stevens' tag partner, Joseph Hudson, a.k.a. the question mark, a.k.a. Josephus, who passed away unexpectedly back in February. The Back for the Attack event will be broadcast on Fight TV. This is NWA's first show since suspending operations last year due to the pandemic. I have missed my NWA power. So far, Jordan Clearwater and Slice Boogie have been announced. They'll be teaming up to face Crimson, former TNA star, and Jax Dane in tag action. We'll also see the NWA debuts of Tyrus, formerly Brodus Clay, and Chris Adonis, formerly known as Chris Masters. And congratulations to WWE 24/7 champion Bad Bunny, who only went and won himself a Grammy Award last night, didn't he? Bad Bunny winning the Grammy for Best Latin Pop or Urban Album at the Grammy Awards show. It was live on CBS last night. If you didn't see Bad Bunny's performance, you would have saw Bad Bunny picking up his award, or you would have seen the meme of Bad Bunny just vibing to Dua Lipa. He got all over the place yesterday, didn't he? Congratulations to 24/7 champion Bad Bunny. We'll see you at Raymond James. Andrew is back at twitch.tv/cultaholic from 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time tonight. He will be stroking the oak, maybe doing some Lego, just vibing and having a good time. It's always a good time with Andrew. He's on tonight from 6 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time at twitch.tv/cultaholic. On the podcast feed, we dropped a brand new Classic Raw review. We're back, and it was an In Your House 1 watch-along special. Myself, Justin Henry, and making his Classic Raw debut, Sam Driver joined us, and us three sat and watched the first ever In Your House pay-per-view. You can listen back to that on the podcast feed right now. We are back up and running on the podcast feed after my time away. Tomorrow we'll have a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review. Matthew, Greg and I back watching old episodes of SmackDown together. And on Wednesday, a brand new episode of Desert Island Graps. I am delighted to be joined by the man behind Wrestling with Regret, Brian Zane.
I'm very glad that was not track number one, because pasty, skinny, fat, pasty white boy me coming out to my custom Raiders jersey and my purple biker shorts, coming out to a cover about, you know, George Bush ain't messing with those broke brokes.
Just think, one erroneous drag onto the CD burner software on your PC could have changed
everything.
Sneaky preview there. You'll hear the whole thing exclusively on the Cultaholic podcast feed on Wednesday night. On the Cultaholic YouTube channel last night, Ross Tweddle was answering your biggest assumptions about Cultaholic wrestling. And there is one question that we get asked a lot at Cultaholic, and Ross addressed it.
Whenever I see our name mentioned on social media these days, whether it be Twitter or Reddit or anything like that, I see our name mentioned and 9 times out of 10, still, 3.5 to 4 years on, the discussion goes back to Adam Blompier. Please, for goodness sake, man, move on.
Hear more of that right now at youtube.com/cultaholic. And did you know that the Mega Powers nearly exploded again in 2004? Yeah, in 2004. Find out 10 things you never knew about WrestleMania 20 at cultaholic.com right now. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. Love you, bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.